In this meditation, we learn how to transform adversity into the spiritual path. Normally, we find it difficult to maintain a positive attitude and a sense of well-being when things go wrong. However, difficult situations and difficult people can only make us unhappy if we respond to them with a negative state of mind. Therefore, we need to learn to transform life's difficulties into a peaceful mind and a good intention. Begin by finding a comfortable meditation posture, making sure your back is straight but not tense. Then relax into this meditation posture and forget everything else. Set a good intention for doing this meditation by thinking, through this meditation, I'll become more positive for the sake of my own and others' happiness. And now we can contemplate the following points. Transforming adversity is vital in these modern times because we are constantly surrounded by difficulties. Like a candle flame exposed to the wind, blown first from this direction and then from that direction. There is no way of avoiding all difficult situations, but if we can change our attitude toward them, they will no longer be problems for us. Instead of allowing life's difficulties to make us unhappy, frustrated or discouraged, we can use them to improve our good heart of compassion for others. Instead of allowing life's difficulties to trigger unhappiness, frustration, or discouragement, we can use them to trigger our good heart of compassion for others. This practice is very simple. Whenever we experience any difficulty or suffering, we think to ourselves, countless other people experience greater suffering and difficulties than I do. And in this way, we can develop and increase our compassion. Bring to mind a difficulty, problem, or suffering you are presently experiencing, or one you've experienced recently. Then think to yourself, countless other people experience greater suffering and difficulties than I do. And then develop the compassionate thought, may everyone be free from suffering. May everyone be free from suffering. We concentrate on this mind of universal compassion for a while. if our wish begins to fade or our mind becomes distracted, once again we think, may everyone be free from suffering. Hold this compassionate thought in your mind and your heart. May everyone be free from suffering. Throughout the day, instead of allowing life's difficulties to make you unhappy, frustrated, or discouraged, instead, you can use them to improve your good heart of compassion for others. So make a decision to carry this thought with you into your day. And now you can gently relax your concentration and slowly arise from your meditation.